Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing today?
All right.
Yeah. Today is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, hi, how you doing? And thank you so much for your love and for your support. Okay, we're live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. We're live right now on that TuneIn app. Many of you may be on that TuneIn app, but please share that information with others so that we can get more people, listeners for the show. Live right now in the studio by calling 7403839944. Again, live right now in the studio by calling 7403839944 for any questions or just want to be a part of this show. Okay, now along with all of you supporters and listeners, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street. Their number is 7403828552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 7402231515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. Every third Saturday of every month. And the next will take place May. What's the third Saturday of May? I didn't get that on my calendar. Let me look at it.
You don't have what on your calendar.
May, the third Saturday.
Third Saturday.
And May is what?
They took it out. There's no third Saturday anymore.
Is it the 15th or 17th or hold on a minute? One moment. My phone is acting up today.
Girl,
I'm going to have to restart it.
That might be what.
All right, come on. All right.
I always have a problem looking for stuff that I'm trying to find.
Now, this is Logos Christian Ministries for their food. The 16th, May 16th, the third Saturday of every month, they will have their free produce. If you do not have need of free produce, ask around. You may find someone who does, and you can share that information with them. And remember, maybe two or three months ago, we started praying for our country, our leaders, our city, our state, our loved ones, our neighbors, and our friends. Those who need to be lifted up in prayer. They may be struggling. They may be homeless. They may be jobless. Who knows? They may need a car. They may have lost a loved one. They may be going through health problems. Issues. So let's lift up one another in prayer. And I lift up each and every one of you in prayer that the Lord will continually bless you and keep you and smile on you and give you peace. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. So let us move right along today. Announcements.
I thought you were doing announcements.
That was just the opening.
Okay.
So this announcement is Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter. Always in need of copy paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, wash cloths. Always in need of those things. The homeless shelter on 326 West Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio. They also take in families, not just single individuals. And I think their ultimate plan is to help find housing for them, affordable housing, and find some type of placement for them, which is good, which is really good. Their number, if you're interested in helping in any type of way, is 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. They're always looking for volunteers as well. Okay. There's also an event going on at Tri-Rivers.
Do you need D to be on top?
That's okay. Yeah, they can be. Now, let me, if my phone will act right, I will give you this announcement for Tri-Rivers. Okay, and it's a good one.
What is the program?
Since we are celebrating the 250th year celebration, they are having a big event out there, and you can you can get, if my phone will act right, I think I better put this on. I'm going to share this again. Because it just do not want to act
right.
What
are you trying to find?
I'm trying to find this event that will be going on at
Tri Rivers.
At Tri Rivers.
Well, let the expert help him.
I think I almost have it. There's so many things that go on, and it gets, you know, buried further and further down in my news feed.
Events at Tri Rivers in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, that may be the way to do it really, really quick. That did really disappear.
Tri Rivers Career Center in Marion, Ohio has upcoming events. There's a Ramtech Adult Education Open House on May 7th, 2026.
That's not it.
And new student orientation on August 12th. They also host senior celebrations, award ceremonies,
I found it.
And community events.
I'm trying to turn it off.
For you're in for a hoopla 2 hours coming up with my host today, Willa Harris, that one. But I found it. It is part of the 250th year anniversary of our nation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kiwanis brings back the Capture and Moment History Dinner, Marion's history shared by those who are living in it. This takes place at Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The cost is $15 per person. The event starts at 5:30. That takes care of the viewing and presenters and memorabilia. You get to meet them and talk to them and shake hands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 6 p.m., the buffet dinner with America 250 dessert happens. And at 7 p.m., individuals entrenched in Marion's history share their stories. Tickets are available at the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 195 West Center Street, Marion, Ohio, or at the Marion County Historical Society, location 169 East Church Street, Marion, Ohio. You can pick up your tickets there, okay? Either place. John Buck is one of the speakers. Ryan McCall, Howie Smith, and Sarah Rassel. Lowell Thurston, W. Buchanan, and also Laura Troutman, and more. So it's going to be a fun night. So please purchase your tickets and hope to see many of you at that event. That's another upcoming. This celebration of 250 years, we are celebrating the whole year in Marion County. Okay.
Mm.
All right. Thought for the day. Let me move on.
Thought for the day.
Yes. I tried to find that too. My phone just would not act right. Now let me try it again. Give me, oh my gosh, have days like this sometimes.
Mm.
Yes, Cato.
Happy days like this from the Lord. Go ahead. Maybe he didn't want me to sing. That's just jealousy.
I'm not
the
jealous.
Lord done got jealous.
He already said he was jealous.
He do say he's a jealous guy.
Yes,
that
he
is
does.
True. Let me stay out in my lane. Get
thoughts
out of here.
Thoughts are seeds. Okay, let's go with that one.
Thoughts are seeds.
Thoughts are seeds.
S-E-E-D-S, seeds.
Yes. As thoughts are the seeds of all action, let me plant only good, pure seeds so that the fruit will be the best.
There you
what
go.
What about that?
That right there.
That sound good?
That's short and sweet. So
it sure
if you
is.
Want cucumbers, don't plant garlic.
Oh, yeah.
See?
That's a good one. That's a real good
well,
one.
Well, the thing is, plant what you're trying to get. So if you want good in life, you got to plant that seed that's good. You
ooh,
know,
wait, yeah.
You would have probably left that. You would have been better just probably.
Yuck.
Yeah, I know.
Sticky.
See, yeah, well, you should have known.
Well, that's my guest, Willie Harris, Tap One. How you doing, Willie?
Everything is everything. There ain't nothing, nothing.
You're like Solomon today, right? All his, what is he say? All his vanity and...
I don't know nothing
full
about
of vexation.
All I know is if it had been me, I'd have said cut him in half.
The man or the person
the
or the
baby.
Oh.
You remember when the lady brought the baby
oh,
to
yeah.
him and they were complaining? She told me, well, let's just cut him in half. And that way the one lady told me, yeah, go ahead and cut him. He said, well, that ain't your baby. You know, the
right,
lady
right.
over here, that's her baby, you know. And then
right.
I would have said, okay, we're just going to cut the baby in half and get both of y'all apart.
Oh, my God.
Well, just like chicken.
Right.
Yeah, just cut it down
oh,
fried
my gosh.
Up. everything. But, you know, he was smart about that. They said he was, he was a wise man, but he sought wisdom.
Yes, he did.
A lot of people don't do that. They don't know to ask God for wisdom. You don't just get wisdom because you get older. Okay, you get understanding to some things and you start having knowledge, but real wisdom, because you can be smart and not have wisdom, you know. You can be educated and not be wise, you know. And so you got to seek wisdom from God, because he's the only person, he's the author of wisdom, you know.
Wisdom is a person.
Well, I don't care about it. It could be true. I mean,
and it's him. He is wisdom, God.
Okay, well, you know, we trying to throw no monkey wrenches in there and everything. Well, you know, he's God, really, in the flesh. You know, here's the thing.
What's that?
At the end, whatever's supposed to be, it's going to be.
Amen.
Okay? Que sera, sera. So, it don't matter all this other stuff. Because this is what somebody tell me. Said, man, what difference does it make if Enoch got 81 books? Or if the Bible that Ethiopians got 81 or 88 books.
88, the Bible has 66.
Well, they changed it to 81 not too long ago. And I don't know why they did that, because it was 88, I thought. But now they're saying it's 80. But anyways, whether it's 88 or 81, it doesn't matter if you ain't read none of it.
Right.
So you got to participate.
You're right about that.
To be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all that's got these big old beautiful Bibles and you only know Genesis 1, you got to understand, you know, that ain't the beginning. That's just the beginning of the book. God existed before that.
Oh, yeah.
See,
absolutely.
That's the beginning. When God is the one that says, you know, I'm just who I am, to the point to where I'm just him. I am him. You understand what I'm saying? So everybody that's trying to get all this stuff all twisted up so that they can continue to be part of what the devil's scheme is, and that is to throw man off.
I like that.
From where God, because
you're right.
I'm great. What you mean? Let me just stop for a second to say how great I am. Okay. It's like, anyways, yeah, I agree with that. We just have to learn that right now we are in a point and position in this world where this world is getting ready to flip. God is on his way back. Sooner than you think. Okay.
That's powerful.
And the thing is, you know, people still running around here thinking they got time. Time is almost over.
Yes.
For this.
Yes.
And if you go back and you read certain books, like in Revelation, it tells you exactly what's going on and how it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, we are right on the mark.
Wow.
With
right
destruction.
On the mark.
We are right with on the mark of destruction. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are at the point to where we're going to be. God is going to look at the group of humans at this point, just like he did back with Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
mm-hmm.
I just need to destroy and start it over, because all of it's crazy.
Ugh.
Except for this time when he started over, he's going to do it all through the heavenly part. We ain't going to be physically on the earth again, because this ain't working.
Mm.
Well, I mean, think about it. Every time God filled the earth up, he had to destroy it and start it over. Because people just don't, they're not going to act right as long as they're on this earth and as long as they're in this human body. Because sin is something that we all cannot not have. It's going to be around you.
Or not do.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
Whether even if you don't try to, you're going to sin some kind of way.
Right.
I sinned just then. I sure did. No, I'm just kidding.
I understand what you're saying.
I try not to sin unless I'm sinning. And then... If you're going to sin, you might as well sin all the way out. That ain't necessarily
true. Stop yourself. Say, oh, Lord, no, I don't want to do that. Help me not to do it.
No. But you're saying, I don't want to. See, you're still putting it
Help me not to.
But you're still putting it in the human aspect. Because as long as it runs, through this body, it's going to sin, because this body is weak.
Even the thought of it is to sin.
And I'm thinking of some sin right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. You know.
So that's why I said, help me not to do it, Lord, because it's on my reason it came up on my mind and in my thoughts.
I understand that, but you know what? Most people don't want to hear that.
Help me.
I will say this.
What's that?
Since I started hanging out at Marion Matters, I've learned that a whole bunch of things in us we just ain't honest about.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
We're not honest about who we really are, because
mm-hmm.
we don't have to face who we really are, because we got it tucked away somewhere.
Right.
So we put that over on the side and said, well, look, don't worry about that. Talking to ourselves.
Right.
And then you put this other presentation out front. This is what you want people to see.
Right.
You know it. You know it's got flaws in it, but people don't know, because they don't know where the weaknesses are until they get to know you. And they'd be like, you know what? I saw so-and-so and they phony. And some people are, but you don't know that. We have to, at some point, come to realize who we really are. I mean, really, who you really
search
are.
Search our own hearts, yes.
You gotta really go in there. And it's not easy because you put layers of protection on that.
Yeah.
So you might go through two or three different things and think you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm, not yet. Because you're not really to the root. Like you said earlier, what was the thing about the seed? Absolutely. If you want good seed, if you want a good plant, you got to have good seeds. You got to plant the seed. You got to take care of it, nurture it, and all those sorts of things.
Sure.
But you got to start out with what you want.
Absolutely.
You know, and so when God initially created man, and I had somebody tell me the other day they didn't understand all this creation stuff. I said, to me, it ain't that confusing. God shows so much stuff in his Bible. And I'm just going to give this one example because it's the one that I know that's the easiest. When he told Moses, and Moses said, let me see your face. And he mm-hmm. said, I'm not going to do that because if I do that, the glory that I have, it'll kill you. It'll just consume you, burn you up. He said, but I tell you what I'll do. He said, I'm going to go off into the distance and I'm going to put my hands over your eyes. And right then I stopped. Because I'm saying, well, if you're going to go out in the distance, how are you going to have your hands on my eyes? Because he's letting you know that's the present state. I'm going to put my hands over your eyes while you're in this present state. He said, but I'm going to go into your future. In other words, I'm going to go out and I'm going to come towards you
mm-hmm.
so that I can pass you. He said, so as I come towards you, I will keep my hands on your eyes. So if the future is coming at you, but you're still holding me in the present, how is that possible? God, only God can do that. So then he said, after I get past you, he said, I will release your eyes so that you can see my hind part, so you can mm-hmm. see the back of me.
Right.
So he's letting you know that you're going to see the future, the present, and the past. All of those things are going to happen. God's saying he lives in all of that time. So when it comes to creation and all that, God can do. God don't look at time and say, oh, you know, it's 3 o'clock. I need to start on the mother humans. But I get to them later on because, you know, they're going to be subhuman, so I ain't got to put as much into them. You know, just he didn't do that. You know, God just thinks and all of the things that need to manifest itself in order to make what God has as a thought puts itself together.
As many times as I have spoke on that scripture, I personally did not get that concept you just gave.
Which one is that?
Past, present, and future.
Oh, with Moses?
With God in his. I've talked about it forever,
like that,
but
yeah.
I never got that concept out of what you just said. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I miss that? That's because we can't get it all.
And it depends on how you're being taught too.
Myself.
Yeah.
No one really taught me that.
So I don't know where I got that concept from.
He must have gave it to you.
It could be true, you know, because me and the Lord walk like that sometimes. To me, like, you know, you're supposed to do. Now, Lord, now you done got the meddling.
Oh, I believe that. Your mother was a praying woman.
Oh,
now, I believe that.
You know, she taught me about prayer, and everybody in the house respected her.
Mm-hmm.
Even my dad, you know, he said, baby, praying, you better shut up. he would leave your presence. If you didn't know how to act, if you had like a little gruff to you, like, boy, baby praying, you best thing for you to do is just straighten all that up. Man, my mama had some stuff going on with her and God.
Yeah.
God told her stuff, and I still think he should mind his business.
He was.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she was his business, and what she was concerned about, he was concerned about.
Well, that's true, but I tell you what, I thank God for it because I still live on those prayers today, and my siblings, we all know that we live on her prayers.
Mm-hmm.
She prayed. God talked to her, man.
You know?
And he walked with this woman. And that's interesting because, you know, people don't really understand, like Enoch. God took Enoch to heaven and showed him all kinds of stuff. A lot of people don't know Enoch came back. See? Because how else would he write the book? He couldn't write that while he was in heaven. And why would he write a book about stuff that's in heaven and the things that he had seen, if you don't see what he's talking about? So he had to bring that information back.
But he could have shown him before he went.
Could have shown who what?
Enoch.
Who you talking about, God?
Mm-hmm.
He showed him, he took him into heaven and showed him the stuff that was in heaven.
So just like John on the Isle of Patmos right before Revelation.
But we ain't talking about him.
But I'm saying, he didn't actually take, well, he did later. He did take him to heaven, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Did he die?
Yeah. John, yeah.
Okay, Enoch never died.
I know.
Okay, he came back, he never died. And then
him and Elijah, yeah.
And here's the, I don't care about Elijah. Stick with Knock. Go ahead. You keep going over to these other guys.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to ask you something. When you finish with that,
you better ask me now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask me what you're going to ask.
Did you know that Enoch wrote about Noah? Have you read that in the book of Enoch?
I've heard that, I think. Yeah. I think he was the one that explained, that whole Noah thing. Is that what you're talking about?
In a way, because, you know, when Noah was born, his own dad was afraid of him because he had this illumination about him.
Mm.
He glowed.
Oh, my goodness.
You and know. Enoch writes about that in the book of Enoch. His dad was so afraid of him.
I'm guilty of a lot of things, but I would really. Where did your daughter get that book? Because she has a book of Enoch.
Right there on Amazon.
So that's where she got it. Mm-hmm. Because the one that I was looking at, it still got some stuff written in Hebrew or this other language that they use, that the Ethiopians use.
Right.
It's not Hebrew, but it's another ancient language.
Greek, maybe?
No. Greek. It was way before. Those places weren't even thought of when they're saying that this is 2,000 or 3,000 years before Christ. So all that other stuff didn't exist.
Right, right. Know. Okay, so Enoch. A lot of people talk about him. And a lot of stuff on YouTube about Enoch. Right
now too. Yeah, I think that's God as well. Yeah. But I think the enemy, y'all need to be careful because he'll seep in there on purpose and start putting out some doo-doo. Or some caca.
Oh, yeah, okay. Whatever.
Mirda. Shite.
Okay, well, I was
on. Poo-poo.
Yeah.
Stanky.
Book of Enoch. Okay.
Enoch. Yeah, you got to be careful, man, because if it smells bad, it is.
Amen.
That's all I can tell you.
Enoch, right? Yeah, Book of Enoch.
And see, all I knew, we used to call him Echo when I was growing up because they didn't know it was Enoch. And I know my mom used to say, boy, he walked into heaven. That's all I knew about him.
Mm.
But man, he did a lot of stuff. When he went into heaven, God showed him a lot of stuff that was going on that only people that's in heaven knew. And he came back and wrote about it. And that's why his books seem so strange at points.
They have, I think there's 3 or 4 books somebody was trying to tell me, but I have the Apocrypha. My daughter bought me the Apocrypha.
And which is that?
It's a book about that thick. And it has the book of Book of Jasher, Book of Enoch.
There was a lady.
The dragon and the lady or something like that.
There's a lady in there somewhere too. Yeah, that they talk. And see, this is the thing that I talk about as far as religion. This is just how I feel about it. The fact that you always want to narrow all this stuff down, and Christianity does that when you start listening to what they profess. And I just don't believe it like that, Linda, because God has many faces. He's not just one person to the one thing to one person. God is many things to many different people, right?
Yeah.
Now, we know that God's essence and stuff are the same, mm-hmm. and they won't change. You know, that's always going to be God, you know, because he's God. But as far as how he handles certain things and how life is, you can't, if you don't see how he, just like I said about that scripture about Moses. There's a lot of scriptures where God tells you this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the Vatican, I forgot to look for the Madonna, which is the mother and child.
Like Mary, the replica of Mary.
It used to be right, in the front of, and I don't remember us discussing that. So I'm going to have to ask my other counterpart if she saw that, because I forgot it. But it used to be right up front. And it's a statue of a black mother holding a black child.
Mm-hmm.
And most Catholic people don't even talk about it. They think Madonna's a singer.
They think it's a what?
A singer.
Oh.
Well, you know Madonna.
Yeah.
You know. That's probably why she picked that name.
Could be.
Yeah. But anyhow, you know, that's how the enemy does, man. He takes something that's totally different.
Right, right.
And try to rename it and make you think that
and
that's
scar
what
scar it up, yeah.
Yeah, try to make it look like. But that's not. Anyways, there's certain things that when you read, like, for instance, when David was getting ready to fight Goliath, he had enough faith that he could do what he needed to do with one stone, but he picked up five.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he picked up five is because there was more than one. See, a lot of people don't know Goliath had siblings, because all that came from that whole Nephilim thing.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, when they came down and started messing with the angels.
Right, right.
I don't know why God didn't whack their peepees before they got here. Because, you know, they didn't have
a purpose.
They didn't
yeah.
have to. Exactly. And so that's what I'm saying. God always let you know, hey, I allowed this. Because he could have just made
of
it.
Of course.
Everybody been smooth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you got, you know, we just like the Borg, you know, you go out and you what they call that? You will be, anyways, they steal you. I forget what they said they're going to do to you. And I hear them talk about you, because she always say it's futile trying to resist. Because you will be, I forget the word. That's crazy. But anyways, I have to look that up and get them to tell me. Insimulated is what they do. And she says, you're going to be assimilated. And what they do is they insimulate you. And that's what is so wrong with, and I know I'm jumping around, but
that's okay.
You just got a lot of stuff that I can talk about. That's what America, or the ideal, or the fathers of America, that's what they have such a problem with. With us, because we don't assimilate, and we didn't assimilate. And here's a tip. The reason that we don't assimilate is because what you are emulating is us. So if we simulate, all we'd be doing is acting like us, which is what we do anyhow. See, I know a lot of y'all didn't catch that, but that's okay.
You said assimilate. I got to look this up.
Assimilate, yeah.
Yeah, assimilate.
Yeah, well, just go on your phone and just say assimilate. And
how do you spell it?
I don't know. Assimilate. Assimilate.
Now, what was the other word?
I don't know what that word
you
was.
You said we don't assimilate because they're what?
The meaning of assimilation is to take into the mind and thoroughly understand how they got different things to make and incorporated and one own and absorb assimilate many new different experiences. Okay, so let's say the Borg simile. Did you find out how to spell it?
No, I
A-S-S-I-M-A-T-E. No,
I was close.
It's ass I am I late. You gotta have I am I and
okay.
then late.
Well, but you said we don't assimilate because they what?
Because what if we tried to assimilate into the society that has been brought forth, we would be emulate because they, the other group, they emulate us already.
Mm-hmm.
This culture that's in this country, this culture would be nothing without black people.
Mm-hmm.
This culture is black people. You know, that's why we got the blues and jazz and all these various things that has been presented to this country. So if black people were to try to simulate and be like what white people are, we would only be trying to be like we are, because white folks originally came from where we are and came from us. So in order to act like them, we would still be acting like us because they're emulating us.
Mm.
See?
That's powerful there.
Well, I'm great.
You brought some great stuff with you today, Willie.
I'm great.
I have to just say
it
so.
Ain't, it
All
ain't
right,
the,
then.
It ain't
go
the
ahead.
Stuff.
Go me, ahead. Go
it's
ahead.
It's me and the Lord.
I get that.
I pray before I come here. I always tell God to meet me at the mic.
Amen.
And I always say, listen here, this your thing, you know, and whatever you got to put out there, go ahead, you know, use me. Use me, Lord. You know. But anyway,
wrong with it. He using you. Amen.
So I just wanted to talk about that whole Marion Matters, because you had mentioned something earlier. You was talking about the homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
This little spot, this little Marion, Ohio, had more resources than any large city.
Really?
when you look at all the, man, they show you all the stuff that they can do and you got access to, or access to, as far as programs and things. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And then let me tell you why.
Okay, tell me why.
Because these programs were designed for white people. Mm-hmm. And that's mostly what's here.
Right.
So all of them different programs has found them their way into this community because of what the community consists of.
Right.
Just like, and we talk about this in my group, which I think, I'm, you know, I have a weird group, but I like these guys.
Okay, great.
And they're nothing like me, and I'm nothing like them. Mm-hmm. You know, we come from different parts of the world.
Right.
Completely.
Right.
Just, I mean, you've been around me long enough to know that our thought processes are, because most of the time I don't talk.
Right.
Because it's best. Because people be like, you know something wrong with this dude. She told me the other day, so, she said, was that Woody that was talking? She said, my goodness, he don't ever say anything. I said, sometimes I do.
Right.
But the point is, man, I do a lot of listening because it's comfortable to listen to me. I like to just observe and listen to what people are talking about.
Right.
That's... And you be looking at me like, now, where did you get that crazy idea from? Or, that's pretty clever. You know, because people be coming. People are great, man. Mm-hmm. People, God has given us all we need.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's so stupid? The stupid part is you don't realize you can never be complete unless you got all the pieces in the puzzle.
That's true.
You're trying to get rid of pieces that you need to complete the puzzle with.
Right.
So when you get done with your puzzle, it's going to have holes in it. Well, America got a lot of holes anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we full of hoes, man.
Well, we're just...
We've been hoeing for years. That's what we do. We hoe tea. America is the whole country is hoes. Anyway, that's why Christmas... You know, Santa Claus only come over here and what's he yell, ho, ho, ho. He's pointing at people when he say that. Mm-mm-mm. But, you know, a lot of times people think he just saying good tidings and good joy, but that ain't the song. He be talking about you hoes. And, you know Santa Claus was a pimp. Oh, yeah. He ran a stable. He had little ones, big ones. He was in the bestiality because they had animals.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, Krispy Kreme. Why would you name a donut Krispy Kreme when that means the dude that you talking about, that Santa Claus. What's his name? His name is Kris Kringle. That's Krispy Kreme. And he was fluffy. And he had white stuff on him. Wasn't he?
No. Yeah.
Well, that's
what they say.
And that's the same thing when you bite into one of them Krispy Kremes with the vanilla filling and all of it, get all over your mouth. That's the way America is. You know, and America will have you ODing on sugar and lying to you about what it is that you're eating. See, you're really eating Santa Claus and don't know it. Now, are you eating the actual Santa Claus or the concept of Santa Claus? We don't know.
It better be the concept.
But when you get finished, you're still full of Santa Claus.
Sugar.
So anyways, yeah, pretty much that's all we're saying.
Right.
You're full of something sugar that you should not have a lot of. And when God designed man, he knew good and well that just like me and you sitting here talking.
Right.
This was designed in the very beginning of the creation of who God is. And when God said he just stepped on the scene and it became everything.
Right.
He thought about me and you today.
Oh, sure.
That's what I think is so great.
It is so
he
great. Took,
he had, even at that time, I mean, you
even
don't
before
even,
the foundation you of have, the world.
Before you can even consider the foundation.
Right.
God had me and you in a mind.
Yes, he did.
For today. That's what I think is so awesome.
It
man.
Is.
So we sit here, and you got to think about who and what you. I told a friend of mine, which is really my ex, but I get tired of saying she's my ex. Anyway, we're a universe. Our body, okay. They've Work been trying down. For years to dispel the fact that there's more than 9 planets.
Right.
And they will never find 10 planets. And I tell you why. Like I told you before, how God did Moses. He did us the same way. You got 9 holes in your body. And there's 9 planets in this solar system. Now count them up. Because everybody tried to do it. Count them up. You got 9 holes in the human body. Even though males and females are different, 9 holes is all you got in your body.
Wow.
And how many planets is in this solar system?
9. So what is that saying?
That you belong here and you're part of the whole
universe,
the solar system. Everything is you. The stuff that's on Mars, they can find traces of it in your body.
Hmm.
Tell them to check
the
it out.
Elements.
Elements.
You're talking about the elements.
Because that's all we are.
The dust.
God
the
said he scooped up some dust.
Right.
Some he dirt. Didn't say from where. None did he.
Well, in the Garden of Eden.
No, he didn't say that. He said that. No.
What
no.
did he say?
He said he formed man and breathed
in the dust
light.
Of the ground. That's what he said.
And but he didn't say where he did that from. Then he said he breathed into him and gave him a life. Yeah. And placed him in the garden.
Right.
So he wasn't in the garden when if he, you placed him in there.
Right.
So
you gotta know how right. God, I know that.
You got to know how
I
God
get
talks.
That. Yeah,
okay.
I understand
so
that.
All I'm saying is that we don't know where God got the dust from.
Okay.
We don't.
I'm going we, along with
well,
you.
Well, let
Go
me
ahead.
Just. Okay. So you want to say it's here? Well, was it in Ohio? Did he get dust here or Chicago?
Wherever the Garden of Eden was, he was close to it. He was right outside of the Garden of Eden. And not, then he placed not, him inside. Yeah. I can't say he didn't go to
not necessarily. You got to understand something, man.
What's that?
God don't have no time.
No.
And he don't have no space. He's everywhere.
Yes, he is.
So if he reach out his hand.
Get some dust.
He can. He could be in a complete different galaxy.
Yeah, it could be. Absolutely.
And that's just right there for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Keep that in mind. I don't know the truth of that, but
right,
I'm just
right.
saying it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Because God is God. And see, we don't know how to keep God at that awesome spot.
Right.
See, when I just said what I just told you, how awesome God is to where he's anywhere he want to be at any time he want to be, and he can grab up dust from anywhere.
Yeah, he can.
We don't know where he got the dust from to make
You're right.
man.
You're right about that. You're right. Because he is that awesome, and he is that great, and he is that magnificent. Yes,
and,
he is.
And we are too. As long
and
as,
that's our problem.
Because we can't handle it.
No.
Because of ego.
Instead of you know, accepting that we are made in God's image and likeness, we want to be God.
That's right. Or ignore his thing and make it our thing.
Yeah, be God. That's what man wants
okay.
to do. Be God.
Yeah. Okay. That's a way. That's definitely a way of looking at that.
Oh yeah. That's
so,
what they want.
Hey, listen. God is simple, but very complex. He got many parts, but you can see the parts. And another thing. God only designed groups of people for certain things. Everybody is not meant to do everything.
Everything. Say so.
But a lot of people think that.
They can do everything.
I got
be
this,
everywhere.
I got this one young man that comes up to me and he said, you know, I've been reading Revelation. And he said, now this is a little young white guy. He said, God was talking about y'all when he said my people. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, when God says my original people, see, this is another thing that they didn't want you to know about Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Enoch starts his thing off, he says, as a black man, I've seen these things.
Right.
I'm talking about it. He didn't say as a colored man or a white man. He said as a black man.
Mm.
And they like, oh, hell no. Can't have that in there. I told you the Catholics don't even know Madonna's black. And they go to church. I asked the brother, I said, you a black Catholic? He said, yeah. I said, so what do you guys have Madonna hanging at? He talking about, who you talking about? He said, I've been a Catholic for over 40 years.
Is that door closed?
This one right here is.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because we'll go over there. I'm leaving with something. My boy didn't tell. He said, man, I'm from around the way. He said, they got all these, they was giving away, awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't gave him none. He said he was in the back looking at him. He said, man, I'm going to take something. He said, man, I'm from around the way. Him and Jamie Foxx were talking about that. He said, man, I'm going to take something. I'm going to leave him with something. I understand.
They say
he's rough to work with, though, man.
Who's that?
Denzel. They said, man, he reads crazy. Like, he just read. He's got this reading thing where he's got all these different books he got to put in certain sequences, and he's an avid reader, which is cool.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's how you learn stuff now.
Yeah, it is.
D.L. Hughley is a good reader, too, man. I like these guys. I used to read a lot. Do you read?
Yes, sometimes. I got down to it. I didn't read anything except for the Bible.
I can't say there was something.
And it wasn't about all those other books, like novels and stuff like that. No, not for me.
I understand that sometimes that's a noble ideal to say, you know, that we just read the Bible, but God has given us much more than just that.
Oh, yes, he has. You know? And there's so much of that I can't consume it all or understand it all.
And we're not meant to. And I'm glad we don't, because, you know, if you had to consume, you would have to be responsible for all that. And you don't want to be responsible for no more than what Linda's supposed to be responsible
for. Yeah, because I can't handle it. I'm like everybody else, exactly. You know. Like that one little scripture you just read. I couldn't tell you how many times I've read it and spoke on it and stuff like that. I never got that concept, past, present, and future. I never.
Well, you got it now.
I have it now, yes. Yeah. But I never, you know what I'm saying? So that one little scripture is so much impacted in that one scripture.
Let me tell you something else, too.
So you can't get it all, not one person.
I tell you what's cool about what you just proven. Once you are brought up to speed.
We are out of time.
Well, remind me the
next time. Yes, absolutely. We are out of time for the first hour. Thank you for joining us. Come back at 11:15. Willie Harris, Tat One, will be my guest at the next hour, 11:15, to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Have a safe and happy weekend, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Willie Harris, the Magnificent. I'm trying to think of how I
You're listening to The Talking Greatness. Place.